I'm just trying to bring up the last proposed agenda.
This call is now being recorded.
Thank you.
And I see an email from Zahid that he won't be able to make this call.
That's right.
He did send in some points, it looks like.
Shall I do a roll call, Chuck?
Michael's in charge, not me.
Michael, shall I do a roll call?
Absolutely, please. Thank you.
Pleasure. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. On the call, we have Rafik Damak, Chuck Gomes, Claudio DiGangi, Victoria McEvedy, SS Capiccia, Tony Harris, and Michael Young. And there are apologies from Zaid Jamil. And Olga, we're not able to get her on the phone. Thank you, Michael.
All right, so the first time we have on,
and for staff, we have Julie Headland and myself, Glenda Saint-Géry.
Excellent. Does anyone want to add anything to the agenda before we get started? Okay, hearing nothing, let's go to the first item. Julie, perhaps you could run with this?
Yeah, Michael, I don't actually have any updates on board activities. There haven't been any new developments that I've heard of, so I'm afraid I don't have anything to add here.
Okay.
It might be helpful if people aren't aware that the board in their 30th meeting did take some actions with regard to restructuring, at least in terms of it was more from the SIC than the board, but if the process for restructuring is happening and the SIC is supportive of that process.
Julie, this is Claudio. Do you know what the status of the constituency confirmations is?
I'm sorry, this is Julie. The status of new constituencies or?
No, the existing ones that...
Claudio, the Denise, or I guess it was Rob really, that gave an update of that on our council meeting yesterday. And basically the staff had given, had suggested some things to the constituencies on their charters, and so they're basically it's a process of waiting until the constituencies respond to that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Hey, anyone have anything else to add to the first agenda item? Okay, hearing nothing, let's move to the second one. So, I think what's important here is for us to actually just, as a priority here, just agree on due dates for receiving the minority reports. This is something actually I don't have an indicator in our charter for we did not specify an expectation for turnaround on minority reports, although I think the natural assumption is that the time should not be extensive to the point where it feels it's obstructive to moving forward with something we have rough consensus on. So I'm open for comments on what people think is a reasonable deadline for this.
Please put me in the queue, Michael.
Hey, Chuck?
I'm not
hearing anyone else. Why don't you go ahead?
All right. It would be very helpful for the OSC if those were available with some lead time before the OSC meeting in Seoul. So in other words, that would give us, if we plan 7 days in advance of that meeting, which I believe is on Sunday afternoon, then they would need to be due a week from this coming Sunday, so that the OSC has a chance to review those and discuss them in the meeting in Seoul.
Can I ask
not just the minority reports. I'm talking about the whole package.
Can I ask you a question, Jack, about that?
Sure, sure.
I mean, the OSC are responsible for steering these three committees, operations, what is it, PDP, what's the other one?
The council operations, the constituency
group.
Operations, and communications.
So what does steering entail? I mean, to be honest, I have to say that myself, I would like a formal, I quite like, you know, I don't myself think it's that appropriate that we have to have these sort of, I've made this point before, but, you know, I mean, it would be nice for us to be able to, perhaps someone could point to where we can find what steering means, and so we just, so that we have an understanding of what happens at the OSC level.
I suggest that you look at the OSC charter.
I've looked at the OSC charter before, and it really didn't clarify for me. I know that this is a concept that's in flux itself because the GNSO Council's role is moving to steering, right, of policy development.
Yeah,
so
the Council tasked the OSC with developing the work teams as needed and facilitating the work that we need to do to come up with recommendations for implementation of the board recommendations. So
now that I understand. I mean, that much I understand. And of course, we're a subcommittee of the OSC, and we did the work. So I guess my questions are really, and I don't want to use legal language, but I mean, my real question is that they can't operate like an appellate court. They won't redo our work de novo, as we would say in the law. Like they're not going to. I mean, this is, you know, that's not steering as I understand it, but I'd be very interested just for my own understanding to understand a little better about the nature of that process.
Well, it's simpler in my mind, I guess, or clearer maybe is a better way to say it, in the sense that we're trying to facilitate the making sure that the work gets done and assisting the work teams in areas where they may be having difficulty. I would say this is one of those areas.
So what does that mean exactly? They're facilitated by, I mean, the committee's been formed, the work group, which is us, has been formed, and we've carried out the work or parts of the work. And then, you know, but you're talking, I mean, the thing is, there won't be...
For example, okay, right now there are a majority of people in the work team that think that Task 1.4 should be moved forward in the process, and there are, I believe, three people who think it shouldn't. That would seem to be a very appropriate area for the OSC to provide their feedback and recommendations to the work team.
And that's provided for in their charter, is it?
This is Julie. May I get in the queue?
Go ahead.
So I have the Operations Steering Team Steering Committee Charter I had in front of me, and it seems fairly clear. It says the OSC is responsible for coordinating, recommending, and reviewing changes to certain operational activities of the GSO and its constituency with a view to efficient outcomes. And it also says further on that the immediate goal of the OSC is to develop recommendations to implement operational changes in the BGC work group report. So the development of the recommendations sits with the Operations Steering Committee, and the Operations Steering Committee is then coordinating and recommending based on the work of the GNSO operations, stakeholder group and constituency operations and communications work teams, at least as far as I read this.
And so the ultimate responsibility for the recommendations is with the OSC, and the OSC has tasked work teams to develop initial recommendations in that regard. So, you know, that makes it about as clear as I can imagine.
Well, I'll just thank you for the clarification. I'll take a look at that language. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how the GNSO interpret this in relation to their steering function going forward. But I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I think it's these are relatively new concepts, the steering function as opposed to the work, you know, we're seeing this in the PDP context as well, aren't we? So thank you for clarifying that, and I apologise for taking up too much time from the group. Myself, in terms of the timeframes, I wouldn't have thought we'd need anything like that time to submit minority reports. I certainly won't. And perhaps you'd like to ask, I think SS has indicated he's also submitting a minority report.
Well,
I think that's correct.
I can tell you, sorry, Michael, I can tell you that as chair of the OSC, it's my plan in Seoul, in our meeting, to request guidance from the OSC on this matter. I'd much prefer that was done with the minority reports, because the OSC has a responsibility for things to get done in a timely manner, too, as quickly as possible. And so I will be asking the OSC to weigh in on this issue in Seoul, and I would prefer that with the minority reports, but if we don't have it, I would be irresponsible if I as chair of that committee, if I didn't try and move this thing forward one way or another, because it's needed in the GNSO. The improvements need to happen as soon as possible. And if some can move forward, let me tell you, Victoria, I do not plan to abuse my chair role in that regard. I would really like to rely on the information coming from this work team without my input so that it's independent of my opinion on this, because I'm the one that suggested we expedite it.
So, Chuck, let's move to it and see whether or not everyone's okay with a due date that will, accomplish what a judicious timely effect to this. So is the 16th okay, Victoria SS, to put the minority report in by? Because I think that gives then Olga and ourselves a couple of days just to make sure, basic housekeeping and make sure that the minority reports are nicely packaged with the original 1.4 and that everything goes in together.
I mean, I would have thought Monday or Tuesday would be perfectly satisfactory myself, but...
I'm okay with that. The council's general practice for things like this is 7 days, is why I suggested that. I'm not going to object if it's a few days after that.
Yeah, the only thing I would note, Chuck, about what you've said is that my understanding was that it was to go to the council. I'm surprised that you're expediting only to the OSC when I thought your whole intention was that it should go to the council.
Well, the OSC will determine when it goes to the council. That's the ultimate goal, yes. But keep in mind, the council tasked the OSC to do this so that the council doesn't need to be involved every step of the way.
So can I just clarify,
Michael?
Victoria, did you mean the 12th or 13th or the 19th or 20th?
Next Monday or
no,
Tuesday?
No, Michael, this is SS. Michael, please, my name is also there.
Yes.
You suggested 16th. From my side, 16th is okay. And
all
we'll
right.
try, I mean, I'll try to submit it even earliest possible so that, that I don't miss a date. Now,
okay,
Victoria,
very good, SS. Let me ask the entire group one more time, because if both Victoria and SS get their minority reports in early, then we'll certainly pass the materials along as soon as we have them. I want to make sure that nobody else wants to submit
possible.
Anything beyond those two outstanding items.
Yeah. Taking checks requirement, I'll definitely try to send it as early as possible. I'm already working on this.
Okay.
I'm confused because I was suggesting the 18th and you guys are suggesting a sooner date. Now,
yeah,
I apologize.
Yeah. 16th is good. But Rafiq is also there. He is present today. I think you can ask him also how it is good for him.
Okay. So is there anybody else whose materials we should be looking out for other than SS and Victoria?
And Rafiq also.
Rafiq is there.
Okay, and Rafiq
yes,
wanted
present,
to
Peter.
In. Okay.
Is that
very
okay
good
with you, Rafiq, that the 16th?
Yeah, it's okay.
Thanks.
Okay, so we've got the 16th as a final due date, and everyone's agreed to at least try and get in a little earlier if feasible. Any objections to that statement? Do I have that right? Okay. So it sounds like we're done with item 2. Does anyone have any further comments on item 2 of the agenda? Okay, so we're going to move on then to 3, and perhaps we could go through the subtask leaders and ask them to give updates on their progress. Someone like to volunteer?
Yeah, SS?
Sure, SS. Could you start that?
Yeah, I have already sent an update for this meeting that on draft 3, I have received a comment from 3 persons. And I'll accommodate them as far as possible. And also, though I'll reply check separately, but check question was just in one of the mail, what you mean as far as possible. That is those comments which go against BGC recommendations or requirement or directions. I think that nobody should agree to accommodate those. Even the persons who are suggesting, they should see that it should not be there. That's all. Otherwise, every
I would totally agree with you, SS, that they can't go against the BGC recommendations, but it probably should be the responsibility of the full work team to decide whether that's the case or not. And
yeah, that's okay. That's no
yeah.
problem. No
okay.
problem. If anybody differs, he can give minority report. If supposing everybody differs from me, then I'll give minority report.
Keep in mind that there's no need for minority reports until you have some final recommendations from the...
Again, let me tell you, because Claudio is also there, so maybe sometimes mails are more clear and sometimes probably when we talk, that thing is more clear. So uniformity does not mean that everybody's uniformity is the structure... Or rather, everybody has agreed to follow uniform rules, and somebody want to differ, they will put it to the, because every charter or bylaws, they get approved by council, GNS council. So if, GNS council does not find it in order, they will point it out. Or the, this is to be decided probably later on, or if this WT feels it can be put at the, consolidated report that they are differing from uniformity, they should point it out in their letter to the GNSO. So uniformity will not mean that everybody should accommodate registrars as members, registry people as members, not that. So, this difference will be there, and that should be accommodated, will be accommodated. I think that's what nobody will object to it. But basically, we should agree that if BGC wants, or ICANN or GNSO wants, that it should be uniformity, yes, we agree in principle uniformity. That's what my requirement is. Okay, you can go ahead, please.
Does anyone else want to add to SS's comments?
SS, this is Claudio. I'm not sure exactly if I followed. It sounded like you were responding to the last email I sent around.
Because that uniformity, no. You said, no, it has to be different. I think we should, in principle, agree that uniform, and then comes the... See, one is like general case, standard case. Then there is a special case. So a special case should follow. It should not get precedent to the standard case. So uniformity is the first thing. And once somebody can't agree, then it follows as an alternate, I mean, additional thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I sort of just have a different interpretation of it. How I interpret the Board Governance Committee report, they were looking that, you know, they were suggesting that in certain areas there might
be. It is to be read how and where it is written. These documents, I will appreciate whoever drafts, they are very, so initially everywhere uniformity, this, that, time and again it is stressed.
Yeah.
And SAT will not fit all. That is just additional thing is given for, just to, that yes, don't get alarmed. This thing is also possible.
Yeah.
But this SAT,
I don't think Claudio was done with what he was saying. Perhaps I'm finished.
Thanks. Essentially my thought was just that there might be areas where there that would be susceptible for uniform rules that all the groups.
Yeah, yeah. We are at the basic of thing. We are recommending, then there is OSCE, then there is council. And even when everything is made, there are people to object and all that. So, why to delay or, at this stage we should start thinking all possibilities of future.
So can we please let Claudio finish what he's saying? And Claudio, can you tell us when you've completed your thought, just so it's clear to everyone that you've said everything you'd like to say? Thank
sure.
You.
Yeah. So it was basically just that I thought in certain areas of group operations that the Board Governance Committee was suggesting that the constituencies and the different JANISO participants could develop common rules that all the groups would follow in certain areas. What I was suggesting in my note was that membership criteria was not one of those areas, essentially, that because of the diversity of interests and the participants who are involved, that's just something that's sort of outside the scope, basically, of an area where we might develop uniform rules. That was basically what I was suggesting there.
No, Claudio. See, this very clearly, this BGC report touches membership. That's one of the sections or subsections given there. It is there. I don't have right now to read it out.
I have the language, if that would be helpful. I have the language here, if that's helpful. I just note that on page 43, there's a very short language, so I'll just give it to you. Constituency develops participation rules for all constituencies that encourage openness, transparency, and accountability. The rules must adhere to the following principles, and then, of course, they gave us the principles. So they are talking about rules that apply to all constituencies, so arguably that's common, is it?
But they are not saying that all rules with regard to participation fall in the category where they have to be the same for everybody. Don't read more into it than it says. So there's some
exactly.
flexibility there. There's some flexibility there for us to determine which things apply and need to be uniform across all constituencies, and which things may not.
Check that. I have given enough room for this.
I agree, SS. I've seen that. I'm not arguing
yes.
with you.
It's very clear, that phrase. Only thing is, somebody can suggest a different phrase which is more clear. I'm for that.
This actually, I'm just going to give you the
unless otherwise.
So, guys, it sounds like everybody really here is in agreement. And then the action item is if anyone has, as SS is saying, if anyone has. Suggested language that is even more clear than what he's attempted, then so Claudio, perhaps you have an idea. We should put the language forward to him.
Yeah, I did, actually. I suggested some language in my email. It was just an improvement over what I thought SS had proposed. It's not that I'm objecting to think what SS proposed is
Anyway, I will again see Claudio's those early mail, what phrase he has used. If it is fits, well, I'll use it. Otherwise, I'll continue with that.
One of the concerns I have, and I'm speaking as OSC chair right now, is that we seem to be making this way too complicated. Now, let me use this specific example with regard to membership. There's been some great interaction, and that's what there should be, and all viewpoints should be put forward. But what needs to happen then is that I don't know how many members there are on this particular subtask. I don't have that in front of me right now. But then with regard to this issue and the language, there should be an effort to reach rough consensus in terms of which language most of the people prefer. If that position is, if there's a minority position, that can go with it. But the working team needs to decide on each of these issues what they want to put forward. Okay. Put forward to the whole working team. And then the working team can chime in once you've achieved that on your full report, and then the same process will be repeated from the working team to the OSC and on to the council. So, you know, we're going to have disagreement, and that's okay as long as we properly reflect the views of everyone in it, and that we identify where there's agreement in the first the subtask group or where there's not, and so forth.
Okay, Chuck, I agree with you. So I'll write my comment, my what I have put there and what Claudio has suggested. There are four of us, Claudio, Victoria, Rafiq, and myself. I'll circulate views of two persons are known, other two what they say, and that goes to the whole committee to see next draft. That will be okay, I think.
Thank
okay.
you. And one more just word of advice is that keep in mind that the OSC and more importantly the council ultimately are going to have to support the recommendations that we put forward. So input from existing constituencies and stakeholder groups is really critical. That does not mean that the constituencies and stakeholder groups should be able to block things that are consistent with the board recommendations. But keep in mind that input that we're getting from the constituencies and stakeholder groups is very important because their representatives on the council are going to ultimately decide whether they agree with our recommendations or not.
Michael, I'll take one more minute to talk to Chuck.
Sure, go ahead.
In this committee, how I view is that the member, whether he belongs to he's a council chair, OSC chair, or he represents a constituency, or an independent person like me who is only person. Our first aim is GNSO improvements. And next comes giving feedback. And third comes protecting the interest. I mean, if I'm wrong, probably I may be this can be told to me by email, so I'll just listen whatever you this any constituency person says. I'm working with this interest that first, whether it is Chuck or Claudio or Victoria, that their first aim is GNS improvement. Then they next see if anybody has asked some information about to provide that information. And third, that they see that whatever is being done, it does not go against the interest of their constituency. I mean, that's how I have seen, taken the view, and I'm working on that basis. If I'm wrong, then, well, I'll change the whole outlook of my work.
I'm not sure I understand the question, but let me try to respond, SS. Thanks. Ultimately, the Board Governance Committee, which is really, it's probably now switched over to the Structural Improvements Committee, will ultimately be the judge whether the GNSO implementation plans that are approved by the council and sent to them meets their recommendations or not. So that's the ultimate test. If the GNSO council, because of the interests of stakeholder groups and constituencies, goes against what the BGC intended in their recommendations, then they will put it back to the council. So the ultimate authority in this is the board itself in terms of whether what the GNSO council ultimately approves for an implementation plan meets their objectives. And if it doesn't, they're going to throw it right back.
Well, that is opens a lot of questions, sir. One, it opens whether this committee has been told this to look that part also and make all the compromises. Other thing also, it opens up this thing. Well, GNSO, ICANN has given responsibility to GNSO itself to improve itself. And GNSO has grabbed that responsibility not to do any improvement. questions, no? They can arise, many questions can arise that way. So I think let us not talk all those things. Our guideline, what is this? Whether we are working for this improving GNSO, whatever is information given to us or guidance given to us, or we are protecting our interest and not allowing the improvements.
Could I ask a question?
So, well, guys, we're going a little off topic here, and I want to take us back to the agenda. If we want to circle back to this, I think we certainly have enough time left in the call.
Not go much as fast.
Can I ask a question at some point? I could ask it at any other business, but it's a procedural question that's just arisen from that exchange, and it's addressed to Chuck. And I can ask it at the end of the call, but it just arises out of that.
Victoria, I think it's probably best. I just want to make sure we get through our agreed-upon agenda, and then we'll circle back. So if you could hold that, we don't run out of time, we'll certainly come back to it.
Okay, thanks.
So, SS, do you have any other updates?
No, only three I have. I'll update all these things and put into final document.
Okay. Perhaps, Victoria, you'd like to go next.
Okay, fine. Well, I don't need to take very much time. Just to give you a state of thought on where we are in Subtask 2, those people who are on the Subtask 2 list will already know this, but basically we have a compromise draft which has some agreement, and there are some points still under discussion. I just noted on the list this morning, and it really, I'm agreeing with what Chuck just said in some senses. People shouldn't expect necessarily that they will succeed on every point raised. It will depend on the rough consensus in the group. But I have to say, if I can just thank all the members of Subtask 2, because I've been, I have to say, almost genuinely surprised at how constructive everybody's input's been. And I think we've made an enormous amount of progress, and I don't see us needing a lot of extra time. But I did note that people can't expect to necessarily, without the support of the group, have every, succeed in having every change they suggest adopted. But I would expect that maybe by our next meeting we might have completed our work in this group.
Can I get in queue, Tony Harris?
Anyone else in queue? Go ahead, Tony.
Yes, I agree with Victoria. We have made some interesting progress. The only thing I think we haven't done yet is take a good look and comment on part one of the report. We've made some progress on the recommendations, and there's a discussion on Annex B. But I think I would like to take some this week, which we have until the report is finalized, take the opportunity to maybe make some comments on part one.
Well, Tony, can I just answer that? I think that's a really great point, and I hadn't looked ahead to that. I was hoping to finish our work on the recommendations, but I then plan to circulate a vastly, vastly different version of the surrounding language, taking on board the comments you've already made. something much, much briefer. So if I try and do that early this week, then you could comment again on the revised... I saw that as secondary to trying to agree our fundamental recommendations, but I entirely agree with you, it's the next step. And I'd just like to circulate, you've already given me quite a lot of input, and I really take your points on board. So I plan to circulate something quite different and much shorter and more condensed and less contentious. So that was the proposal. Would that work for you?
Yeah, perfectly, thanks. I mean, I'm happy you want to do that work. But that works fine for me, sure. Thank you very much.
Corey, it's Michael speaking. I have come up with some suggested edits following the concerns raised back and forth. I have some suggested changes that might satiate everyone's concerns. So I'll forward them to you today as well, and perhaps some of them will be useful.
Thanks, Michael.
It sounds great, the progress you guys are making. Good work.
Yeah, I think it's interesting when you get into it and when you start having conversations. There's a lot of these things.
Michael, I have not followed what you said, please.
Oh,
in simple language, SS, I just said I had some suggested edits after reading everyone's concerns and comments. It gave me an idea on some modifications that might address everybody's concerns, possibly. So I'm going to send that over to Victoria and everyone.
You'll be sending something, eh?
That's correct.
You'll be... Yeah, no, very nice. Good, yeah.
This is Claudio. I just had a question. I guess it's towards Victoria as the subtask leader. As we're striving to reach consensus on these different recommendations, and hopefully we will on all of them, but if we're unsuccessful in doing so, just so I understand the plan, is it to then basically to send along what I guess if there's maybe an area where we haven't reached consensus, will we send forward two separate recommendations, or are we only thinking about sending forward recommendations where we have reached consensus?
I think Chuck's answer really probably deals with your point earlier, because I think, you know, at the end of the day, it's quite likely that we'll get rough consensus on... Well, we're likely to get a majority and a minority position, aren't we, on language? Or we're likely to get a majority, a certain amount of people supporting a certain amount of language, and then there may be a minority who are not in favour of some particular language, I imagine. And then I think from what Chuck said, that's supposed to all go forward to this wider working group for further discussion.
Yeah, Victoria, you're correct. And it's okay, for example, in the case where there is not even rough consensus, you can decide whether you want to just drop an issue like that and not include it, or if you think it's important enough to carry the multiple views forward and the supporting rationale, that's okay too. The more as this moves up levels, the more information and rationale that's provided, the easier it is for the next group of people to evaluate and chime in. And they may decide, well, you know, I don't know that we can't come to consensus on that, so they may recommend dropping that, or they may say, well, you know, here's our view. So in other words, when we get from the subtask group to the working team, it may be that the working team leans towards one position more than another, whereas the subtask group, because it's a lot smaller, may have been split. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Okay, any further comments? Victoria, does that complete your update?
Yep, it does. Thank you.
Okay. We're missing somebody. I know we have one more update. Please help me.
Krista or Tony, maybe, on 1-3.
Thank you. Tony, I didn't hear Krista on the call, but Tony, maybe you could.
Hello? Tony, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I had to step away from my desk just a moment. Could you repeat what you were expecting from me?
Do you think you could do the update on 1.3, possibly?
Now?
Anytime, that'd be great.
Tony, is 1.3 ready? Are the recommendations...
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm trying to sort out the different emails I've opened here to keep up with everything. That was the one that we did with Krista Papak.
Right.
Well, we don't have any further work on that. That's completed. So as the last draft was circulated by Krista, that's what's standing. We don't have to do it. As far as I know, we have no work pending with that.
Oh.
So that's at the work team level now.
Yep.
Okay. And sorry for not knowing that, but there's so much stuff going on, I'm having trouble sorting it out.
Yeah. No, that's okay. I was confused, too, because I keep forgetting which is 1.3 and which is 1. whatever. There are so many numbers and dots around.
Tony, can you remind...
something from that, Tony.
Tony, this is Claudio. Can you remind me what the thrust of that document was?
Yeah, that concerned the methodology to have a database of all members in the stakeholder group available for public information, and how that would be put online, handled, how privacy concerns would be addressed, and who would be actually doing the technical work on that, which would be ICANN.
Okay.
I don't know if other people are in the same boat as me, and it may be sitting in my email that I'm trying to catch up on over the last couple of weeks, but it might not be a bad idea if that was recirculated to the work team, making it clear that this is now for work team review and comments. I probably can find it if I search through mine, but if anybody else is like me with everything going on now, that wouldn't hurt to just recirculate that.
I think Olga did that already, but I'll take your point, Chuck, and we'll do it.
She may have, Tony.
Yeah. It's just a while to keep track of everything. It's...
Yeah, well, you know it well. So.
Yeah, okay. I'll get in touch with Olga, and we'll do that.
So if we're done there, I'll move to next steps. Which I think we've been defining as we go along. We've got some action items. So far with, who's actually been taking minutes? I guess I should, Julie, you've often done that. Are you taking minutes?
I am actually taking minutes. They're not going to be nearly as detailed as they were when I was first working with the team, but I'll get the salient points out to everyone after the call.
Okay, thank you. So, I mean, just for short-term view this week, I think we've got some work coming in. Victoria indicated she was moving forward, as did SS in their areas. And for Friday, I'm just going to reiterate, we're going to have our minority reports in no later than Friday, which leaves Olga and I to make sure that the 1.4 and the minority reports are bundled together and prepared to be passed along. And I think that's everything I've got. Does anyone have I missed anything?
Michael, this is
Julia.
Yeah,
you are missing Michael.
Sorry, go ahead, Essa.
Yeah, see, this is also subtask 1 and 2. Due date for receiving... Oh, this is working team comments. I see. Okay. So, sorry. I thought it was the due date for us to send you that. Due date was already given, which was Thursday, last Thursday.
Right.
Sorry, Michael. I thought it was I was to give some dates. Sorry. You can go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. I would like to, after the call, I'll try and get hold of Olga and ask her if she's got anything in terms of next steps that we failed to address on this call. But if no one has anything further they want to try and define at this time, we'll open it up and circle back to Victoria's question and anything else that someone would like to open.
Okay. Oh, and Michael, if this is Julie, if we could simply, I just wanted to make a note about when the next meeting would be. Some of us are traveling to Seoul, so maybe that could go on to the list as well.
Let's deal with that now. It seems to me I am one of those people, so the next schedule being, does it make sense then for us? I mean, we have two choices. We can depend on the meeting in Seoul and skip, which will take us 2 weeks to the next meeting, a little bit more than 2 weeks to the next meeting, or we could plan to do one next Friday, which, given that we've got some work coming in this week, might not be a bad idea. Maybe we don't need quite 60 minutes. Maybe it could be a 30-minute check-in. What do people think of that?
I agree with that. I think it's a great idea next Friday.
It's okay with me.
All right, so let's do our regular time then that we've been doing on Fridays, but let's try and articulate it as a 30-minute call since we're going to have another meeting just a week later.
Just, Michael, 1 minute. What will be the date, Julie, do you have calendar?
It's the 16th of October.
Friday,
16 October.
And this is Julie. Is there a meeting scheduled for Seoul, and is there a time?
There is indeed, Julie. If you can just bear with me 1 minute while I pull it up. I'll tell you when it has been. It is on Sunday the 25th. And the constituency operations work team with Olga as chair is from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock on Sunday the 25th.
Is that UTC?
And, pardon?
Sorry, Pam. Is that UTC or is that local?
No, that's local time, and UTC is midnight, unfortunately.
Glenn, are you saying the 25th?
The 25th, yes, the Sunday.
That's Sunday.
Oh.
Sunday, and it is in Bellevue. The room is called Bellevue, B-E-L-L-E-V-U-E, beautiful view.
How was that time selected? Did we do a doodle, or how did we get that time? Because is it going to suit everybody?
Well, Victoria, it's very difficult when we have our meetings, our face-to-face meetings, to find a time that is going to be, you know, good for everybody. We have to take into account the room space that we have and all the other meetings that are going on.
Victoria, Glenn was very tactful in the way she said that. I think the more accurate thing is it's impossible. I tried to play with it to find times that would work for the people in the different time zones that weren't going to be able to be there in person. And I literally couldn't, whichever way you went, you had terrible times for some of the people, unless you're in the Asia-Pacific region.
Do we need 2 hours, though? Why would we want 2 hours?
That's a good point.
I mean, certainly to be on a call at midnight, for me, I certainly wouldn't want to be on a two-hour call, but I might be able to make a one-hour call.
And that's really our – excuse me for jumping in, Michael, but that's really our call. We can make it whatever time we want up to the time we have the room. So that's a very good point.
Yes, because the next meeting's 11 o'clock, so You could make it whatever time. Olga asked for that time. And then can I also just give you the time of the OSC call? No, sorry, the Operations Steering Committee that you will be chairing, Chuck. That will be from 15:30 to 16:45 in the afternoon in the Emerald Room.
Yeah, and by the way, everybody, this is all on, if you go to the ICANN site and click on the Seoul meeting, you can click on the schedule and find the details for any day, any time, not just this one, but other things as well.
And also, these are on the GNSO page. You will find wikis and where we find our, for this meeting, for example, the wikis. And you will find GNSO Council. And if you click on there, you will find all the days in Seoul for the working meetings, the Saturday and the Sunday. In addition, I will be sending out probably early next week what I call a GNSO-related schedule, where all the meetings that are important for the GNSO will be marked apart. But it must, of course, be read in conjunction with the big schedule. But it does give you an idea of, for example, the specific breakdown of the Saturday and the Sunday meetings.
Thank you, Glenn. That's very helpful. So I just want to make sure that we give Victoria a chance to follow through on her question before we wind up the call.
Thank you,
Victoria.
Thanks very much. Look, it's just a very short question, Chuck, I was really just arose out of that exchange you had, and it's just for my own. I'm trying to learn the ways that of I can. So it's only for my own understanding. But are you? The OSC, are the members of this working group who are also members of the OSC participating in this group in any capacity other than ordinary working group members on this group?
Good question. I'm trying. You can tell I do wear multiple hats like most of us do. But my intent of participating on this team was to participate as a representative of the registry stakeholder group, okay, previously the constituency. So that was my primary role on this team. As it turns out, we keep having questions that, you know, go to process and so forth, that so I switch my hat and talk as OSC chair or council member or whatever. So hopefully I've made it, well, I guess I haven't really always made it terribly clear. Hopefully it's been fairly obvious when I'm speaking as OSC chair rather than stakeholder group representative. But my ultimate purpose was to participate in this team as a representative of the registries.
Well, that sort of answers my question, but I'm afraid I'm a lawyer, I'm asking you in what formal capacity you participate, what is your formal status? And so I think you answered that was the first part of your answer, wasn't it?
Yes.
Your participating QAIA stakeholder group representative for the registry.
Yeah, that's
right.
Correct.
Okay, fine. Look, I just wondered. I just wondered how these things work. It happens quite
question.
A lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's an excellent question.
It happens quite a lot, both because obviously, as you said, there's often a duplication with council members sitting on all kinds of things, aren't there? I mean, there's no bar to council members participating in working groups and what have you. But does it impact them, as you mentioned, you touched on this, does it impact how they have to, do they have to recuse themselves when the issue come up before?
Well, there's no specific requirement to do that, but like I communicated, all of us are, you know, have statements of interest even on this working team. And you know, in this particular case, it's probably the easiest for me to answer to, and I've thought this through over the last couple of weeks. One of the things I will do is I will raise the question with regard to, for example, Task 1.4 in the OSC meeting that we have, and administratively coordinate the discussion, but not color it with my own views. I will answer questions, and Julie will be there. She can answer questions. Hopefully some of you will be there as well. So, by the way, all of these meetings are open for participation. None of them are closed, so anybody can participate. The OSC membership itself is obviously going to have to make a decision, but that meeting will be an open meeting, not a closed meeting.
Well, because, I mean, I'm just wondering if there are rules. I mean, people can obviously vote twice. You're going to be able to vote on these recommendations at three different levels.
I probably will not vote on this and defer to the rest of the team on that. So, I mean, that will be my personal decision on that, and that's what I plan to do, to not do, I guess is the best way to say it.
Right. Look, thanks for answering that, Chuck. It's just like I say, I'm just trying to learn how these things operate. So
and keep in mind, we're in a process in the GNSO where everything is changing. So it creates some awkwardness that all of us are experiencing and will be until all of these GNSO recommendations go forward and are approved by the board, and we've got a lot of these things lined up. But so we're having to do a lot of this as we go. And that's part of the cause, probably a big part of the cause of some of the confusion.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Do we have any other new business?
No, Michael, I don't. I just had a question. We're having a call in 2 weeks, and then we're having a meeting on 25th.
Yeah, we're having a call next week.
Oh, next. Okay.
Yeah, a short one. We're going to see if we can do it within 30 minutes.
Right. Okay, great.
And then the next one after that will be the Seoul meeting. Okay. All right. Is there anything else from any of the other members of this call?
Nope.
Hearing nothing, I will ask to wind up the meeting. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.